I'm Paul Wiegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. In the studio with me are, in alphabetical order, Dr. Donald Becker, the chair of the art department at Delaware State University, and Dr. George Watson, the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Delaware. I have Don and George in the studio with me here today to talk about an upcoming event that's going to be hosted at Delaware State University, but represents a collaboration between the Delaware Arts Alliance, Delaware State University, the University of Delaware, and the Delaware Art Education Association. The event coming up is called Arts Lab, taking place on Friday, October 3rd at the Education and Humanities Theater at Delaware State University. Welcome, Don and George. It's great to have you here with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Now, this Arts Lab, it's a new venture for the Delaware Arts Alliance, and I'm curious as to it's a wonderful collaboration between the different organizations. Tell us a little bit about that. How did this collaboration come to be?
You want to take this or
either one?
I'll start a little bit. Okay. This is George. I've been a member of the board of the Delaware Arts Alliance for about 2 years, and Guillermina Gonzalez, who's the executive director, was looking for ways to advocate for the arts involving the institutions of higher education in the state. And so she approached Don and me about pulling something together like this that would involve the members of the community and our students and faculty.
Yeah, and I think to go along with that, besides just the members of the community, the students, faculty, but also the Delaware Art Education Association, since it has a large range of arts and humanities teachers throughout the school systems, both public and private, it was a good way to bring everybody together to carry on the conversation that has been going on for the last 2 years based on the research that was done by the state and also some other talking points that were developed over the past year by the Alliance and what they've been doing to try to bring in people from within the state into the communities and also to become more not only just advocates but members of the arts throughout the state and the region. So I think that it takes on a really great opportunity for all of us to get together and to develop a series of major points that we can all talk about and bring to the table to develop a way that younger children, young adults, as well as older adults become more active within the arts and humanities throughout the state.
Now, the theme of this upcoming Arts Lab is called Standing Room Only, Face-to-Face with the Digital Divide. Now, a few years back, the National Endowment for the Arts published a study on arts participation. And one of the findings of that, which I don't think is any surprise to us, is that there's more and more engagement in the arts through digital media, through the iPods, through the smartphones, and so on. Is that the focus of this Arts Lab, of how audiences are participating, or what's the theme of the day? How is that going to take shape?
I think that's part of the focus. I think that throughout the course of the day, utilizing digital media as a way to engage the audience, conversations that will be taking place through Twitter, through shared aspects of digital media, along with discussions that are going to be taking place both as a collective but also in smaller groups, gives us all a chance to find ways to bring these audiences together and to maybe come up with a new set of criteria as to how these organizations are going to be able to expand And bring more viewers in, and part of it is through digital media. Some of it is through a 24/7, so to speak, way to create and develop a range of audiences that at this point in time are not part of the discussion.
There are lots of discussions on campus. None of us are immune from the disruptive technologies that come in. We think a lot about how we need to change pedagogical practices in our classrooms to engage students. And the same certainly is true in a performing arts venue.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the Alliance was sort of the spearhead behind this arts lab, but in bringing Del State in and the University of Delaware in, what are some of the perceived goals that you see for the collaboration, as well as goals for your respective institutions and your students?
Well, we have a lot in common, University of Delaware and Delaware State University, and I've been working as dean for 5 years. We've been working with developing peer-to-peer relationships across the two institutions and looking at ways we can engage our students and faculty members to the benefit of both. And so I'd say even though the Delaware Arts Alliance was the glue that brought us together, Don, we've been looking for opportunities to participate and partner in meaningful ways.
I think that to go along with that, especially the art education, the Delaware Art Education Association, that's where part of this glue takes place because, you know, we do have an art education program. University of Delaware has a well-renowned art program, and a lot of their students come down and take classes with us and vice versa. So there's this collaboration that has always been there. This brings everybody together in one focal point, so to speak, where, you know, we can then take that into a much more meaningful and I think more personal manner, where a conversation takes place in a very informal environment. And it's not only just in the classroom, but it can carry over into more meaningful relationships outside of the academic world. And I think that becomes a really great way to continue this collaboration, both inside and outside the academic aspects.
Yeah, I've been part of the Art Summit that was held in Dover Downs, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the year before that, there was a summit, what Arts Means Business, I believe was
yes.
what it was
mm-hmm.
called, and I was
mm-hmm.
there. Several faculty members and department chairs were there, and I was struck. What got me involved with the Delaware Arts Alliance was I was struck that the conversation did not seem to identify a role for higher education. And so my working hypothesis since then is that what we do with our students, not just the arts majors on our campuses, but the work that we do to bring all of our students into performing arts venues and visual arts venues will influence their behaviors after graduation. So really we're building the future audiences for the arts programs in the region. And I think this is a perfect opportunity to have a conversation about what we need to do at universities to help support the arts off campus and how we can engage the community in the arts programs that are on our campuses.
Which really picks up on an interesting theme that I was sort of mulling over in my head, and that is that there is the education of the potential artist, be it the visual artist or the performing artist, but there's also that component about developing future audiences. And even for the student studying art to become an artist or a musician or a theater performer or whatever, there are those who may not ultimately go into that professionally but become those future audiences. And is that part of what this arts lab is about? It's not just about, you know, developing the future artist, but also creating, which is the supply mm-hmm. of the arts, but also how do you foster demand for the arts?
And that's a great point. I think that a lot of the non-majors is one of our focuses. We need to make those students aware of what's going on in the arts and have them become the consumer, so to speak, but also the benefactors. They're the students that you want to groom to become part of that collaboration. And so I think that, you know, besides the students that are going to be there from the arts departments and communications departments, humanities, I think it's in our best interest to invite students from other majors that are interested in the arts, maybe took an art appreciation class or two. And those are the students that I think that, you know, you want to have part of this conversation. But to go along with that, the conversation also needs to focus on the arts communities, the theaters, the museums, the galleries, the places that are the focus of you know, what this conversation is all about, and they need to be aware of what their new clients are going to be like. You know, and they need to be aware of how these students think about the arts and how they want to consume the arts. And I think this is a really good way that we bring both of these diverse groups together into one environment and have them share with each other what each one expects of the other going forward. And I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great day. There's going to be a lot of different events going on, some of them simultaneously. But I think at the end of the day, when we have our wrap-up session, that's something that I think is going to bring everybody back together and bring them focused on what the day was really all about, but also going forward for future events.
And that segues really well into my next question, but let me first remind our listeners you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are Dr. Donald Becker from the Delaware State University. He is the chair of the art department there, and Dr. George Watson, who is the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Delaware. We're talking about the upcoming Arts Lab to be hosted at Delaware State University on October 3rd. And I'd like to get into some details about that. What is the shape of that day going to look like? Who is your targeted audience for attending this event? And what could the participant expect to gain from attending?
The target audience, there's actually going to be at least three different facets of the audience. One is going to be the Delaware Art Education Association members, the teachers throughout the state of Delaware, both public, parochial, and private. This whole day is really coincides with the state education groups. This is when the school districts actually have an in-service day. So they're all, virtually everybody that I'm aware of from the DAEA is going to be there for this event. Another part of this is going to be the arts memberships from the Delaware Art Alliance, the theaters, the museums, the galleries, singing groups, et cetera, that are associated with various aspects of the arts throughout and humanities throughout the state, as well as students from both the University of Delaware and Delaware State University, both art students, communication students, and even students that I've invited that are non-majors. That are interested in the arts as a way to expand their educational horizons. Am I missing anybody, George?
I was going to address a little bit what I think the participants will gain. Structured the program mm-hmm. is, first, we wanted to get a really dynamic thought leader in front of people from outside our community. So we've invited Lorene Carey, who's a faculty member, a creative writer at the University of Pennsylvania, and she's a very dynamic speaker, and she'll be talking about some of the issues about the lack of diversity affecting arts participation and the declining attendance among young audiences. We clearly have a gap when you go to a performance space at the University of Delaware. You find a lot of students in the theater and a lot of people my age in the theater, and there's a big gap. So we're having a discussion around all of the generational elements and trying to find a way to fill that gap with more participants of young adults, millennials, and so on. So we have a number of panels. It's going to be a very interactive day. Nancy Karabjanian, many of you know, she's with Delaware First Media and an adjunct professor of communication at the University of Delaware. She'll be moderating a panel where we'll be bringing different generational representatives for a discussion about how we might expand arts audiences in Delaware. And then we'll have some breakout groups and some reporting out and end the day with synthesis of what we've learned in just those couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. And I understand it's a very reasonable price. I believe it's a $20 registration fee for the entire day, which includes lunch,
yes,
correct? And I think a continental breakfast.
Continental breakfast.
And
yes,
for students with an ID card, it's free.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's a great opportunity at a very reasonable cost to engage with other members of the arts community and the education community to really look at some pretty substantive issues about participation, attendance, audience building, and really the future of the arts. Now, I think it's great that both institutions, Dell State and University of Delaware, are engaged and involved in this process. Could you speak to how in the educating of the undergraduate for creating the arts, there is that discussion in an ongoing way about what they are taking out in their careers in terms of art creation, art production, art performance, and the role of the artist in sort of engaging, and what sort of considerations do they have to have in, you know, engaging new audiences?
It's a very good question, because I think that that's something that has been a very recent discussion within the arts. When I go to the College Art Association conferences, that has been something that has come up in the last dozen years or so, that, you know, we train these young artists, we put them through 4 years of undergraduate school, 2.5 to 3 years of graduate school, and then we just send them out, and there's no preparation as to how they engage with the audience, or how do they engage with any audience. And I think that has something that, in our best interest as educators, we have started to rethink how and what we have to do to develop these young minds to think about that they're not only producing art in various ways, but they also have to engage with an audience. So they have to develop almost a business sense as to how they are doing this engagement. And I think that in some instances that has happened quite naturally with certain institutions that I talk to, some maybe not so much. But I think that this gives us a chance to have students rethink about what it is that they're going for 4 years to an institution, then all of a sudden, okay, now what do I do? This, I think, gives them an opportunity to really think about what it is that they need to do to develop that sense of engagement with an audience or perpetual engagement that's going on, because they become part of that not only the audience, but also they become part of the system of artist, performer, in the audience that they're trying to bring in. So, you know, I'm hoping that the students that go to this and attend this conference throughout the day is going to give them a really good sense about what they need to think about and how they need to develop themselves going forward.
To amplify on that point that Don was making earlier, we hope to bring students who are not students of the arts as majors, but also bringing a wide range of students who are going to end up in their careers advocating for the arts, mm-hmm. whether it's marketing, public mm-hmm. relations, development offices. A lot of our liberal arts grads end up working in careers involving the arts and arts advocacy, and I think it's important for the students early on to see the role that they can play and what the issues are in the work that they might be doing in the future.
And to build on that, I know in my position with the Division of the Arts, one of the challenges our arts organizations face continually is finding well-informed and well-intentioned board members that aren't necessarily the artists, but are those who have, you know, background in marketing, fundraising, right. public relations, and so on, to serve on boards and really serve in a capacity in service to the arts. So I appreciate the point you're making there, George. Before I forget, and before we run out of time, I just want to let our listeners know that to attend the Arts Lab on October 3rd, Friday, October 3rd, from 9:30 to 3 p.m., you can visit the Delaware Arts Alliance website to register for this event at www.delawareartsalliance.org/events. And that's where you can register and select the lunch that you want for the day. And to be all set up to attend that event on Friday, October 3rd. We've got about a minute or so left, and I'd like to, and this is probably too big of a question for the time we have left, but given the focus in the pre-college years on STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, could you speak to, now, George, you sort of have responsibility with arts and sciences over the whole range of the arts and humanities and sciences. Could you speak to what you're seeing in art students coming in, the trend of those coming in? Are they coming in with the background that they had previously in preparation for an undergraduate, you know, arts education?
Yes and no. It depends upon where the students are coming from, what area of the state and or country that I'm seeing students coming in to the arts. Some of them have a very extensive background in the arts because they come from charter schools or feeder schools that focus in the arts or STEAM, so mm-hmm. to speak, mm-hmm. where arts is actually part of the STEM and is advocated such, you know, and embraced by that school or school district. And ironically, I have some students that come in that have very limited or in one or two cases, hardly any art at all. And yet they want to pursue a degree in studio art or arts management or art education. So it's a diverse group of high school students that are coming in that have a full range, anything from a completely prepared portfolio all the way to a non-existent portfolio. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, I wish I could give you a more definitive answer, but that's what I'm seeing, you know, mm-hmm. both from the point of view of a higher education advocate, but also somebody that is part of the College Board AP program and see that how that plays into students that are being prepared for the arts from high school.
Just to flip the 30, question.
30 seconds.
Flip the okay. question very quickly. Yeah. Don mentioned STEAM, the arts and STEM. Mm-hmm. Many of our STEM majors come to the University of Delaware because the strength of the arts programs mm-hmm. on campus. Mm-hmm. They're always clamoring for seats in our studios, and we work hard to make sure that every student's intersecting with the arts in the theater and the concert hall is an important part of their education. And being part of music ensembles at the University of Delaware, you don't need to be a music major to be in any of the outstanding mm-hmm. ensembles that we've got, and that really helps us recruit the best students to our campus.
Great. Well, George and Don, it's been a pleasure having you here. I invite our listeners to check out DelawareArtsAlliance.org/events to register for the upcoming Arts Lab on Friday, October 3rd. Thanks for joining us.